Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Let's roll. Co-pilot on the passenger side, you so fly. Yeah. She's so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. Co-pilot on the passenger side, you so fly. Yeah. She's so lit, we so high. Just me and my chick, yeah. Just me and my chick, yeah. She give me eggs.
Yo, what up, y'all? Welcome to another one, man. This is your boy, Rob One, and this is Sparking Conversation. And y'all know what I do each and every week, man. I get up here and I talk to some of the world's most interesting people. But tonight, not so much so. Tonight, we got to talk a little bit, right, y'all? Because, listen, it's 2025. Not like y'all don't know what year it is. It's 2025, and we still being hung by our necks from trees in 2025. We gotta talk about that, y'all. All right. We gotta talk about that. But before we do that, let me just do like I do each and every week. I get up here and I like to thank all of the people that download the audio version of this platform. Again, y'all the real MVPs. I tell y'all that each and every week. I definitely appreciate y'all because that's what this platform is about. That's what all podcasting is about, right? It's about the audio version. And the fact that you guys really want to hear what we got to say, what my guests got to say, or even me personally, what I got to say. That's fly because I don't always have guests. So definitely appreciate y'all, man. Got to always shout y'all out. Definitely all y'all out there on Spotify, all y'all out there on Amazon Music. Thank y'all, man. Right? All y'all out there on Tidal, everywhere that you stream your podcast. Thank y'all, man. Definitely appreciate y'all. Word up. And I'm going to always make sure every time I get up here, I thank y'all, man, because like I said, it's very important in this game that we do that. We recognize the people that recognize us because, you know, I'm telling y'all something, like y'all know, this stuff ain't guaranteed, you know what I mean? And then at the end of the day, you know, you put in a whole lot of work for something, and then because it doesn't happen as fast as you may want it, some people give up. So listen, y'all, thank y'all, right? Each and every one of y'all that download the audio version of this platform. I keep constantly being reminded about sharing my live. So let's do this real quick, y'all, because I want to make sure that I do that. Let me share my live real quick, y'all. I want to make sure I do that because, you know, all the time, y'all, people, hold on, let me pause that. Because people say, yo, Rob, man, you don't be sharing your live. Yo, share your live, bro. Share your live. And I'm like, all right, bet. I got you. We're going to do that. We're going to share it right now because I get it. Some of these conversations, I feel like a lot of people may want to jump into, right? So me doing that, it only is going to help. Hold on. It's only going to help, right? So hold on for a second. Let me do that real quick, though. I tried to do it from my computer, but as y'all saw or heard, probably, it's sharing anything else but what I wanted to share. So let's do this. Thank y'all for those that's joining in already. Thank y'all so much, man. You know, I appreciate y'all, man. It's so fly whenever the people jump in, man. Jump in early. You know what I mean? We got a lot to talk about tonight, and it's going to be dope. So I want y'all to make sure y'all tag a friend, man. All right? Tag a friend, yo, because we want to get this out. Because this is a conversation we need to have tonight. All right? So I'm about to jump in some of the groups real quick and drop this in there so we can get this going. Because, you know, hey, man, everybody need to know this information that we're going to talk about tonight. And I'm sure a lot of people already know about it, right? Because it's been popping all over the news and everything. So We're going to get into it. But I just shared my live. So thank y'all all that's jumping on so far. Remember, the comments are going to be wide open. And we're going to talk about this. And I need y'all feedback tonight. Because listen, y'all, we got to talk about it. Yo, being hung in 2025, that shit crazy. So let's do this real quick before we do anything else. Let me give my shout outs to all the people that support the platform. Y'all, thank y'all so much for everybody that's pushing play on Kill No One Part 1. Thank y'all so much, man. We definitely appreciate y'all. It's a whole vibe. We are moving. We're constantly moving. We're constantly creating. And we got Kill No One Part 3 coming in 2026. So thank y'all so much for all y'all that push play on Kill No One Part 1. Kill No One Part 2. Right? Because, you know, we had to keep it. We had to run it back. So thank y'all for everybody that pushed play on the short film comedy, Kill No One Part 1, and this one, Kill No One Part 2. And everybody that's rocking with the Storm Den series right now, we've been rolling. We got Part 7 that's dropped right now that's out there. It is pinned to my profile. So if you want to go out there and check it out, if you are watching us right now on YouTube, which I see some of y'all are, what I need y'all to do is I want y'all to go to Team Collective TV on YouTube, and you'll be able to check it out there as well. I definitely appreciate all of y'all so far that's been pushing play on the content. And so we got one more episode, right, of Storm Den, and that's going to complete the series. Then after that, we running back into some Oob Lifters. I got some really dope Oob Lifter joints that we filmed, super funny, and we're going to roll with that. And then, yo, we coming around. So what I need to do real quick for all y'all out there that's watching, if you're an actor, actress, and you in the area, and you want to get it popping, and you're serious about your craft, and you want to get some work in, I am personally looking for actors so we can get the work in, all right? I'm building a coalition of real people that's serious about this craft, and they want to get it in, because we got more content coming. But we're going to do the crawl before we walk thing, I promise y'all. I'm not just going to jump out there and do something because it look good, it feel good. But we doing this, yes, we still doing the skits, and yes, we still doing the short films. Do we have full-length films? Yes, we do. Do we got them on deck? Yes, we do. But what I want to do is I want to build the right squad of people that's serious so we could go ahead and we can attack this thing like the Spike Lee used to attack these things. Because what I realize is that a lot of these different producers and stuff, whenever they came out and they used the same actors throughout their movies prosper. Although those actors actually prospered, Samuel L. Jackson and all these other people, they went and blew up and did all other type of stuff versus rocking with Spike Lee. And I understand that. But that's the goal, right? Because even with me, everybody that's rocking with me, I expect all of us to get to a certain level together, and then boom, I do expect people to go off and do other things, because that's just the nature of the business. You know, and people have their own aspirations and dreams. All I'm saying is that if a person is out there and this is a goal and this is a dream of theirs, and they don't feel like they're supposed to be chasing it, that they're supposed to be attracting it, then fucking with me is the way to go, because that's what we're doing. We're not chasing nothing. We attract everything, and whatever's meant for us is meant for us. No man can stop what God has for us. So it's nothing. All as long as we in our lane and in our vibe, we're going to get to where we're supposed to be. That's just a fact. So thank you all that has pushed play on all the content. Remember, if you're an actor out there, actress or whatever, I'm looking for y'all. Let's get to working. Hit me up. Either DM me or some type of way. Just get the message to me. If you need to find me on any social media platform, just search me up by the hashtag Rah1, R-A-H and the number one. Find me, DM me, get to come, and let's work this thing out so we can get you in the mix and let's get it going, all right? So I definitely appreciate those of you that may be considering in advance. Okay, so for all my people that like to get to where they want to be without the alcohol, here we got the Good Feels brand, especially for some of y'all that just want to catch you a quick vibe real quick, then this is it. This is the THC-infused seltzer water, and I want y'all to make sure that y'all check them out. Now, they have all other kind of products on their website. If you are a person that is, you know, they feel like this is a product for you, Use my code. Use my product code. My product code and the link is in the description. Use the product code RON1 and get 20% off your order for the Good Feels brand, y'all. Y'all know the vibe. So y'all go check them out. Click the link in the description. Go get more information. See if it's for you. If it's for you, go ahead and get that 20% off because that's what RON1 do. We sent you. Okay, with all that being said, all right, let me go over here and look at the comments so far. Let me put my comments in place so I could get right to them because I need y'all tonight. I need y'all to engage with me tonight because I got some videos I want to show y'all. But before we get into the videos, I want to preface this by saying this. Yo, it's no way that in 2025 we're dealing with lynchings, right? It's no way. Now, it's been going on since about 2022, though. Let's be real. Like, it's been reports of lynchings happening in other small southern towns, since about 2022. So it's not necessarily like this new thing that's going on in 2025. Whenever I jumped out the window and just said, yo, in 2025, we're still dealing with lynchings. I'm saying that as a means of saying, in a year that we're in, that as a group of people that wear the skin color that we do, that the image of us hanging from a tree is something that still invokes so much pain and anger and discord to the fact that people use that for more than just the punishment on the person that's being hung. They use that as a statement of hate. To me, they use it as a statement of hate to show the world because they know that that image is going to go way past just the scene of the crime. They know that. They know by hanging a black person from a tree that that is going to get way more attention and go way further to help validate the feeling that they feel by feeling superiority over people based on the skin color, not even so much based on a problem, because it was really a problem that they had, that he had, or what these people had with the people who actually did this. And I'm not saying that the culprits that did this was white or whatever. I don't know what color that the people are. We can assume what color they are because why would they go that far to paint this imagery? But if they're not the opposite color of the person that's being hung, right? As if to say it's maybe it's two black people doing it and they doing it to each other, right? Even in the sense of that, they're painting a picture and sending a message that they want all of America to see that how they feel about these individuals. Because listen, no matter what the skin color is, and I keep telling y'all, and I think most white people that are racist don't get the fact that those of us that dealt with racism, we don't care about who the slave master was. Y'all the only ones that want to throw it up every time we have this conversation about black people own slaves too. We don't give a damn who owned them. Whoever owned them, you were still foul. Like, where do you think that the people who are descendants of those who came out of slavery and bondage really give a damn what color the skin or what skin color that the oppressor was? Like, where do you hear that coming from those people? These people are not asking for reparations from white people in the sense of that's all it was. We don't care whoever it was, we're saying. That's where it need to come from. If you're a family that benefited off of free labor of people that you took, or not even people that you took, people you bought because they were taken, if that's your case, then, yo, we don't care what color the master was. Like, why y'all think that that's a thing? We don't care. You can stop bringing that up every time you feel like black people or brown people or whatever you want to call us is popping shit about something happening to us that's based on racism. Why you think that y'all want to keep saying that? And then they keep throwing up, oh, well, y'all sold y'all own people. Listen, I personally, like, yo, y'all keep saying that, but whose people? Because what we're finding out, the more and more that we use our smartphones to be smart, right? Because so many people are afraid of AI versus using it to get the information they need. They're not asking the right questions. They up here using ChatGPT and they using Grok and all these other places. They using this shit like in Copilot. They using it like Google. They asking it dumb shit or whatever. They not using it to find out the information. Remember, in order for them to make AI smart as they want it to be, even if they need it to control people, they need AI to know everything in order to be able to know what they know, how they been used to be able to control people for this long. Think about it, y'all. How y'all think that AI is going to be programmed to be able to control people if not the people who got the information? It's not programming and controlling AI. So the information is there. They know that y'all not going to ask the questions. That's the thing, because most people don't want to know. Like, y'all don't really want to know. Y'all really want to think that we all came over here on a freaking on a slave ship. Y'all really think that. Like, y'all really think that we're not sovereign to this nation. Y'all think that we really are attached to Africans because somebody, that Jesse Jackson, agreed with a bunch of people to feel like that's the name that he think that we gonna call us, which keep us further separated from what's owed to us, which is this land, because they keep putting us in a bag saying that we somebody else. But don't the people that were born in Africa who then come to America get their citizenships are not then considered African Americans too? So how can a bunch of people that supposedly been sold and stole be brought somewhere against their free will, be called the same thing that a person who just gladly came over here and did whatever they had to do to come here? So you're saying that's the same thing? But a white person who definitely, we know all of you guys that are here have came from Europe, to be able to come here and be born and be not considered a European American, you just an American? Like, the history of what happened in the original colonies and the diseases and the blankets and the massacres and everything else that took place to establish America. And that's the one thing I don't understand. Like, we are to be made to have pride about America. And I love America. Let's be real. I mean, I'm not saying this to say I'm against America at all in the sense of the place, not the people who run it, but the place. But look. Everybody wants us to have this pride of being an American person or being an American citizen and all this, but we got people who are telling other people they can't come here that are not from here either. Like, that's the crazy shit. The crazy shit is, like, we really look at these people who are considered to be in power as if they are the originals and this is theirs, and it's not theirs at all. If we got to walk around with the title of being considered an African-American, then every Caucasian person in America should have the title of European-American. Like, you don't get to just claim some shit just because you stole it. And then the fact that we recognize it's being stolen, you want us to forget that. Right? They want us to forget that. Like, yo, word is born. That, like, it's a big deal out here for people to forget that, yo. They don't want you to do that, right? They want you to forget about slavery, right? Right? They want you to forget about it. They want you to act like it never happened. They want you to be over it. They want you to tell you, like, yo, the people that are living now ain't had nothing to do with that, as if they not benefit off of that. Or they don't want us to really believe that, yo, you mean to tell me that systematically all of these things that are going on with the law right now that's set up against us is not part of that whole situation? You're going to tell us that that's not it, that we get the harshest penalties for the same or lesser crimes than a person that is considered white because they are considered what? More than what we are because we got a subtitle? We're African-Americans? We're not American? Right? And then when most of us will take the time and do our DNA, because most people don't do that, right? Like, there's very seldom you have people who are paid to go pay to get their DNA. They'll do a 23andMe or some shit like that. They'll do something like that and just get fed a whole bunch of information, whether they believe it or not. But that's what they'll do. But people won't pay that extra dollar that it costs. It costs a pair of Jordans out here to really figure out what's going on with you. Not no little freak, little $99, you know, let me, you know, and I'm not saying that that don't work, but then listen, then they could tell you anything. But the one thing about what we forgot, the people who oppress, the people who forget, didn't forget who you are. Because if it was really something about you that wasn't special, it wouldn't be so many things that would go against us in order to keep us down. We wouldn't even be mad about Snap. The only reason why we are mad, I'm just talking about in the groups of people, you know why people are mad about Snap? Because their families are torn apart. Like, that's why. Because think about this. Snap is really about food. It's really about food. Now, we know people get vouchers and all that, Section 8 and all that other shit. We're not talking about that. We're just talking about the supplemental nutrition program or whatever that shit is called. All the little SNAP is an acronym. So that's based on food. You know why people are out here worried about what they're going to eat and not eat? Because they have no family. Right? It's no family out here. Now, I picture this. This is just crazy. Like, there's different things that people go, and I was having this conversation the other day, and I was saying to myself, what if the law changed and went this way? What if everybody that had children together by law were made to co-parent that child, regardless of the situation of their relationship, which means neither parent were allowed to put the other on child support, but whatever the duties of the child had to be split down the middle, and they had to. And if these people would have had to sign a contract. I don't care if you had a one-night stand. I don't care if you were with the person and all of a sudden now you mad. You know how all these moms be keeping the child from the dad and all this other dumb shit? Like, no. Like, that, none of that stuff should ever happen. But they won't put laws in place that'll make people have to work together. Like, we don't care about your personal feelings as an adult. If you came together enough to make that child, then y'all need to share that responsibility. You don't get to put a new person because you get married or you get a new boyfriend or girlfriend, you don't get to put them before your child or your responsibility. That's not how that works. If a person coming into your life can't respect the fact that you have this responsibility, they don't need to be in your life. And there's plenty more people out here that will. Trust me, you don't have to settle for a person who don't respect your life if they don't want to be a part of it. They have a choice. That's why we should always be honest about what we got going on when we're meeting people. But what I'm saying to you is that it should be mandatory law for you to have to co-parent that child all the way up until its non-responsible years. And that is a fact. Like, you don't get to break up and, yo, or I don't like you no more, so I'm going to move. I don't care if you move or not. If the person that moved, going to have to be responsible for traveling back and forth to make sure that child is in space with their dad or the mom in these particular agreed, you know, times and dates. It should not be up to, oh, I got to live my life. Well, you should have thought about that before you chose who you chose to have a child with. And because you have a child with somebody doesn't mean that you come before that, right? So that's what we should be doing. We should be coming up with laws that really help us instead of affecting us. But no, we mad because Snap got taken away. And that's only based on food. Like, yo, if the family structure was put together, we wouldn't have to be worried about food. Most people throw away more food than they eat. I bet you most of the people right now that's complaining about SNAP programs either sold food stamps or they threw food away because they had access to just having more, whatever they could get, that they didn't have to work for or nothing because they knew that every month it was coming because they had children. That the government said, listen, we're going to pay for you not to have your child and your dad in the house. You don't have to have the man in the house. We're going to pay you to not have the man in the house and your children, but he can't be there. Now, here's the foul shit. Because in the Black community, y'all are the main ones that's running around here talking about you don't need no man, you don't care about a man, you don't da 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 and all this other shit that you have. But we understand that the major recipients or the major recipients of the SNAP program was the Caucasian women, right? We know that. But then you got the Caucasian women who was getting the SNAP programs. Where do you hear? I'm not saying that it didn't happen. So for those of y'all that might jump in my comments, tell my, yeah, no. I'm saying, but where's the rhetoric coming from where you got to worry about the women or the Caucasian women is up here talking about the men not being in the crib? You very seldom do you hear that the woman or a Caucasian woman that was receiving SNAP benefits didn't have a man in the house. So I'm trying to figure it out. Like, I think that's the part that we all been missing. We've been missing the fact that the Caucasian men and women have been really benefiting off of the SNAP program more than our community. It's just the women that's been benefiting off it. I'm not saying it ain't some one-offs or two-offs or even a thousand-offs here and there where a man might be. I ain't saying that there's no men, zero, that don't get these benefits. What I'm saying, outside of the majority or the norm, that's not a benefit given to men. That's a benefit given to the mother and her children, or based on her children, not based on whether she had a relationship with the man. You shouldn't just be able to have kids with people and then somebody got to help you take care of them because you talk about, I don't need you. And then we got to go to work. We get penalized for what's going on with you. And I'm saying, like, yo, y'all, how long are we going to walk around not understanding that if it's a war against us, then every little thing that's used to boost our emotions to separate us is one of the tools that's used to oppress us every time, y'all. These people that hung these people, they wanted to send a message to the world, not just to the person that they hung. They want you to know that we still feel this way out here. These are younger people who everybody wants us to forget. They want all the people to forget slavery. But here's hatred coming from a group of people who is still living by the information that came from that hate, from slavery. Why else would they put the image of a person hanging from a tree if not to invoke emotion? More so than they wanted to punish this person that they felt like, what, for whatever reason, they wanted to do it. And we are not paying attention to that. You know why? Because at the end of the day, we still can't even figure it out for each other. So I got some videos I want to share, because I know a lot of times, even me, the way I pop shit could be coming off as passion. It could be coming off as if I'm giving things one way, and it could be taken out of perspective, or also make it look like I'm the only one, or I just be making up shit. Like, I get all of that. Like, having a platform, because I remember on TikTok, because on TikTok, people don't give a damn about your feelings. So people would get up there and they would say things like, when I mention things from a place of passion, they would say things like, yo, they let anybody get a microphone. They need to take your mic. They need to cut it off. You're the worst this. You shouldn't be, you know, they were really dogging and dissing me based on my perspective, because I was speaking from a place of passion. And I realized that in this game, yo, you got to have really thick skin, because your opinion is not of the masses. The way you think is not based on everybody else. And if you're not willing to ignore more than you're willing to accept validation from people, then you're going to always have your feelings hurt. The reason why I got 158 episodes is because right after around episode 10 or 15, when I got as much as I could get that was negative, I stopped looking for it. And I only put my focus on the product. But listen, I want to share some videos with y'all. The first video I want to share, it's because I want y'all to see something from a different perspective, right? Because when it comes from me, I wanted to start it off like this. Because when Black people say things, or Brown people, or Indigenous people, or people of color, or, you know, melanated people, wherever you want to put us in that category as, whenever we get to talking about things, I think because we are that we're talking about, that people automatically feel like we're coming from a victim mentality. Like, we're speaking as a victim, right? Like, yo, like, we just feel so violated because of everything, and there's so much against us. But what they fail to realize is that we are in the age of information. We can get the information, and a lot of times, the people who are the oppressors, the people who benefited from the oppression, have a certain amount of arrogance, y'all. To the point where, do y'all think that they won't tell you exactly how they feel about you? And what are you going to do about it? Like, literally, what are you going to do about it? That's how they feel about you. There are people in our community that do the same thing. So can you imagine what the same thing is for a person who feel like they superior to you? But listen, I'm going to share my screen. But hold on, let me get to this comment real quick because I'm sure all of y'all can see it. Hatred and racism are learned behavior. Sadly, people who struggle to think for themselves or who simply follow the crowd often fall into these harmful mindsets and patterns. And I would agree with you totally, right? Because you have to be taught that. And if people want you to forget something, then why are you still teaching that? Like, you know, it shouldn't even be that. Like, at this particular point in time with television, or not even that, let's just think about when it comes down to black and white people. Like, there's so many countries that are considered to be mostly Caucasian countries or lighter skin or lighter complected people who are begging for African-American men to come to their... And only so-called African-American men. They're not calling for African men. They're not calling for Arab men. They're not calling for all these other people of color, Indian men, brown, whatever. They got special programs. We talked about this on the show before. They got all kind of incentives for just for us to go to all these other places and help repopulate their communities and their countries by impregnating the women. Now, let me just say this to y'all. Y'all, now kind of think about this whenever we think about ourselves as people. Like, you know how many other people know more about us than we do to the point where you don't even really think to yourself, why would we have this much value when it comes to us? Why are we the ones that whenever it really comes down to it, we're getting our organs harvested? When it comes down to that type of game that's going on, when it comes down to what they do with the melanin and all that other stuff, how they make melatonin and all these other things, whenever you see it's a really heavy homeless population in one city, the next thing you know, it's none. And then next thing you know, 3-4 months later, it's back all over again. Like, yo, y'all don't never really kind of really put that into a perspective, yo. Like, literally. Like, yo, but let me give y'all this information that's coming from, you know, the people who actually are in with the people who make the plans. Because I think that's where we fail to realize that to get the information from the people who make the plans. You know what we do? We rather take information from the people who are propaganda. Like, we take the information from the people that we feel like is supposed to be honest and tell the truth. That's supposed to be for us the whole time. They not. They've been using the shit out of us the whole time. So what makes a group of people who make money off of the freedom? Think about how many of these people right now, record labels, film industry producers and companies and stuff that own private prisons, y'all. Like, what would make a person invest in private prisons outside of that? And then all of y'all thinking that the biggest rappers and all this other shit that y'all listening to, that y'all really think is really dope and all this other shit because they got these beats and all that. They ain't got no substance in their music, their lyrics. All the shit is dumb. Everything they talking about is always against somebody else. It's always beef. It's always drama. Y'all caught up in that energy and they just feeding off y'all energy, siphoning off y'all energy. And then when people go to jail and people get locked up because this energy incites that and to make people feel like they could be the same way. It made people feel like they bout that life. They'll smack a bitch. They'll do this, they'll do that. And the next thing you know, everybody going somewhere, they fighting, they arguing, they at places where you're supposed to be enjoying yourself. And the first time somebody look at you, you ready to slap somebody because you in the mood, because you listening subconsciously, you letting these people feed you and program you with this bum ass, dumb ass music. And y'all don't think that is a problem. And if you think about hip hop and rap in general, and y'all don't say why only this type of music is out in the forefront. Like, y'all don't ever think about that. Y'all just think that because the beat dope and the beat hot, that's just what it's about. Without understanding frequencies, yeah, the beat dope. Yeah, the beat hot because it's frequencies. We are energetic beings, but so certain frequencies are going to resonate with us. The words don't even match what we feeling as a group of people. Some of y'all women out here listening to music about getting head or giving head, and you ain't even giving head. Brothers is complaining out here. You out here listening to women talking about they don't need this, they don't need that, that got husbands. Like, yo, for real, like, it's crazy. Ciara had a single that came out not too long ago talking about women, you don't need no man, stand up for yourself, you this, that, and the third. After going around talking about giving her child by somebody else, the husband that she's with now, last name, y'all. Like, yo, you can't make this shit up. They know how to play off of y'all emotions and y'all keep following. Y'all keep falling for it. Like, it's crazy. They're not even living what they're speaking and you are falling for it. The guy Future came out and said, yo, listen, y'all, I know I talk about drugs, but I don't even use none of that stuff. I just talk about it because I know that's what everybody else doing. He making money off of what everybody else doing is something he ain't even doing. And y'all falling for it. It's just the same thing. You know, I ain't even going to throw myself in there. I mean, this is why I listen to a whole bunch of R&B and music that's talking about love, because at least with love, you know what I'm saying? That's a real emotion. That's a real something that you can really, you know what I'm saying, stand on. That's something that can be positive. Regardless of if you have bad situations with it, it can be a positive scenario. You know what I mean? Barely Sell. If it ain't some of the classics or people who putting out this new shit, like what Nas got going on, if it ain't that, and all these other people that's fly, me listening to that other stuff, I'm not listening to these new rappers and this new shit and all that other stuff. I might listen to it to hear what they talking about, but it's not going in my rotation if they just talking dumb shit, because why? You know, you got people who are listening to this stuff on a daily basis, ain't feeding nothing but getting their subconscious all fucked up. And then they're not even taking from the stuff that they need to be taking from it. You know what I mean? So anyway, yo, let me share my screen, yo, because I wanna share this with y'all, because I want y'all to see that it ain't just me, right? Because we get put in these positions where people think that the ice be colder coming from other people, right? So y'all bear with me. Let's get to this.
I have a chapter in the book called The War Against Black America. It's called Weaponizing the Poor, The War Against Black America. And I point out that the communists had been targeting the blacks since the 1920s. They've been at it since the beginning. And the last thing in the world they want is a happy, prosperous black community. They want them isolated, angry, feeling oppressed, because a happy, a content population is of no value to them.
None.
They can't use them. Mm-hmm. They can't use them.
And by the way, look at what the Nazis did with their program. You know, all the Germans that they targeted because their blood, Germans who were not Jewish, targeted because, you know, they weren't pure enough or whatever. And look at what Margaret Sanger and the Democrats were doing, right? With Bill Gates's father. What were they doing? I have a very great friend, Angela Stanton King, who has taught me a lot about this. And all the people around her have taught me about this. And they figured out there's a reason you have all these abortion clinics in black neighborhoods. And it's not for the benefit of the black people.
No.
It's not. And it is by design. It's not an accident. No, these things don't just randomly pop up in these places. Somebody put them there. And there was actual thought that went into that. And what was that thought? It was nefarious. Yeah. And it was divisive. And it was filled with hate.
Okay, so for those of y'all watching, I mean, what y'all think? Because like I said, you know, I'm telling y'all, you know, a lot of people don't like that. They think that the ice is always colder coming from the other people. So whenever they're telling you from out their own mouths, and I'm not saying them personally, but y'all know that depending on who you are, you got access to certain information. And in that information, y'all, this will help us to understand the same thing as to look, yo, this is something that systematically have been going on because of a couple of different things. But the fact that we are overlooking the details of that video, that it's an agenda that's really set out against. So how many of us will really look at it from a different perspective and say, you know what, now that I got this information, what can I do to figure out when were we as a group of people, when were we our most prosperous, and when were we at our best throughout the course of time? Because the one thing about the history of us, it's there. It's just that we don't look the right places and ask the right questions because we keep going based off the breadcrumbs that's been fed to us. Most people stop at slavery and then they go straight over there to Africa. And I keep telling y'all, you got to stop doing that. You got to stay here, because if you really put it in perspective, it's way more pyramids here than it is in Egypt or in Africa in general. In North America, we have way more pyramids than they do over there. How? Whenever they keep talking about King Tut, they found King Tut in Ohio. Yo, they ain't find him over there in Egypt. So why is all of these things being suppressed from us? And then now we're able to find it because of the Whistleblower Act, because now people are able to come out and they get certain things protected. But before that, we were just walking around here being called conspiracy theorists. Because it's easy to throw a title on something to make people think something because they want you further away from the truth. But these hangings that's been going on recently, y'all, these things are not just random. These are by design. Just like the video I just showed y'all. Everything that's done to us is done by design. I really promise y'all, yo. And we really came, all of us, really came over here on some ships. There would be slave ships at somebody's dock somewhere as a museum, a music piece for people to walk on. They would make money off. They have made money off of our oppression for the longest. How many slave movies have there been produced since the end of slavery? Y'all count it. How many of them? They have profited so much. How many different Jeffrey Dahmer movies have they put out when he predominantly was out here murdering and cannibalizing all African-American men, so to speak, and Latino men, right? How many different joints they got of that? They profit off of us. They profit off our demise. They profit off of everything that they've done to us. They profit off of it, yo. This is not something that they would just be sitting out to the side if they really had millions. It would have taken hundreds of thousands, if not almost a million ships to pull this thing off that they talking about in a kind of little slave trade that would have happened from Africa to here. Now, from Africa to the Caribbean and from Africa to Europe and all that other shit, yeah, I bet we understand that took place for those group of people. But we talking about for us that was over here, we were taken from here and taken to those places. But those people wasn't brought here. Do you think all of us that are here, that are descendants of slaves, came on no ship? Y'all bugging. I promise y'all, it ain't been a part of our oppression they haven't made money off of. Not one. Even when they give us a holiday, they say Black History Month. All the stores that sell the Black History memorabilia are white-owned corporations. You go have a Black History program. You go get you some flyers, some posts, whatever you're doing, you're getting it from those places. You go get you a T-shirt. They got everybody on it. You go to Walmart, get you a T-shirt. Whatever you doing, they make money off of it. So why wouldn't they make money off of the slave ships? You bugging. If y'all think that they wouldn't have people on them slave ships, they wouldn't have had them, they would have cleaned them slave ships up. They would have did everything they could to keep it as close to authenticity and without having to, you know, be a health hazard for y'all cats to be on. And they would have been making money off of that, especially in New York. You think they wouldn't have been in the piers in New York or Charleston, South Carolina, or Virginia, or the coast of North Carolina or South Carolina? You actually think that it wouldn't be slave ships, literal slave ships out there that people could walk on and tour if we really came over here on all the boats? Not one. for all the bullshit that it would have taken for that to happen. But let me get back to this, yo, because I want y'all to see this, yo. And the reason why I could show this and I could feel all right about it is because we know that they do a lot of copywriting and stuff. But, you know, we know some people took AI and they made this. But even from the cartoons trying to educate us, right, in the way that they want us to believe and think and feel. So I want y'all to watch this one and let me know what y'all feel about this. Because, yeah, yo, I'm not the only one that is feeling this way, as much as other people may want to look at it in a different perspective. So let me share this with you all, y'all. Let's get this popping.
Franklin, can I ask you a question without you getting offended?
Sure, Charlie Brown. What is it?
Why can't Black people forget about slavery?
I mean, it ended all those years ago, and yet when something happens with your people, it's brought back up. Why?
Well, do you have a pretty good vivid imagination?
I think so. What should I imagine?
Imagine that I knocked all your teeth out your fucking head. How soon do you think that you'd forget?
Well, I probably wouldn't forget anytime soon. Especially since my teeth were gone.
Exactly. And you would probably forgive me, but you would never forget. And the only time it's brought up is when something remotely similar happens.
Wow. What on earth could possibly be similar to slavery, Franklin?
I don't know if you knew this or not, but lynchings never stopped. They're finding young Black men hanging from trees that had absolutely no mental health issues. They even found one hanging from a tree at a golf course of all places. I mean, come on!
And lynching isn't always physical, Charlie Brown. It can be mental, too.
Now, it's mostly psychological lynching. They're not wearing sheets over their heads anymore. Now they're wearing business suits and dress pants. Other forms of lynching are methods of social, psychological, and economic control that enforce racial hierarchy and instill fear. You're excluded from jobs and other important opportunities that others have access to because of the color of our skin? That's lynching.
Man, Franklin, I never looked at it like that before. I'm sorry that y'all have to continue to endure this kind of pain.
It's okay, Charlie Brown. It's people like you that makes me realize that all is not lost and that there's still some great people out here.
Well, thanks for clearing that up for me, Franklin. I think I have a clear understanding now.
So, yeah, y'all. So, now, you know, for those people that grew up on Charlie Brown and stuff like that, we know that, you know what I'm saying? There were a lot of different reasons why we gravitated to Charlie Brown, right? Because, you know, it was a bunch of kids and they was always seemed to not really be about what their parents was talking about, right? You know what I'm saying? All the grown-ups would always sound like they were, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, whatever they saying was a bunch of, you know, bullshit. But the kids on the show, they always understood the adults, even though those of us watching, we didn't understand, because to them, they were trying to make it seem like to whatever they saying just sound like a bunch of gibberish, the parents, right? So we didn't understand that even watching Charlie Brown back in the day was one of our earliest means of being defiant as children, like not really listening to our parents, like whatever they're saying, we just, whatever. So subconsciously, we all were programmed growing up to really look at adults like, why are we listening to y'all? Like, yo, it just sound like gibberish what y'all saying, not knowing that they were trying to take to keep us from going through things that they went through before. Hence, this is why oral tradition was so important back in the day, how they would pass things down for information. So the things that they learned, they would pass it to the next generation so they wouldn't have to go through the same thing and they would have a step to step up. For us, we denied information because we wanted to feel like we knew everything, because our society told us that our parents wasn't nothing, because we grew up in a generation of parents who just lived. Like, they didn't invest, they didn't build, they didn't care about the future, they didn't care about us, in a sense of what will we do for our children, how can we set our children up to go forward. They didn't think about none of that. They just had sex, had us, and barely knew what to do with us, barely raised us right. We raised ourselves, the streets raised us. For most of us, we were in and out of different places, living with different family members, having to go through the most, because the people that our generation didn't have no plan. Our parents didn't have no plan, y'all. And now to be able to take something like Charlie Brown and, you know, have the power of AI, but, you know, use Charlie Brown's concept in a way where they could get some type of message like that out, and to be able to get that out to children, these are things that we would have never been able to get as a child. Because remember, Charlie Brown, when we were children coming up and we watched Charlie Brown was our means of defying our parents. Charlie Brown was not a means of, because they always did stuff as a group of kids together. They got in trouble together and everything. Well, everything they did was outside of the supervision of a parent as little kids. So that's bananas, right? So, yeah. I want all of y'all, you know, really to kind of really put that in perspective and just kind of really think about it, y'all. We hanging from trees now in 2025 because we're still not together in 2025. We could be used together, but we don't overcome together. And I'm using the word overcome because, you know, I heard that Coco Brown was going to be singing We Shall Overcome at the Super Bowl or the halftime, one of these big main sporting events. She's going to be singing We Shall Overcome, a Negro spiritual. I can't believe that we're still in this day and age still too singing Negro spirituals as well too. Constantly putting us in a space of saying what we need and what we deserve, but we won't give it to ourselves, yo. Oh, man. I'm just, yo, I don't know. I really don't, y'all. Like, we still asking somebody to give us something that we could give ourselves is just really bananas. But look, I got one more video I want to show y'all, man, because I want to drive this thing home about what's going on with these hangings, because I don't want people to think that I'm reacting emotionally because I'm talking about these young black men that are being hung all over the country. But more so than I want y'all to get the message that it's being sent. And hopefully y'all realize, whether you're a woman watching this or you're a male watching this, that at some point we're going to have to heal from our childhood traumas and find a way to get past what we've been through in order for us to understand how we can move forward more so together. How can we do things more so together? And I understand me talking about this in a way where I'm talking about unifying. It's not something that a lot of people want to hear because we know that they're people who we can't trust to unify themselves. So, but any of y'all out here that's going through things, like your family, your family is not together. For those of you that have great ideas and vision for things, but you don't have your means and the right support system in order for you to get to those things. If you're a parent and you're out there, you're a two-parent household, but you guys have more in store for your life than just your average everyday routine of going to work and coming home. If you're any of these people, if you're a person that's tired of just being out here, right? Not having a person or not having people that you could trust, not having people that you could build with. If you are those people, then those are the people that I'm talking to, right? I can't be talking to a bunch of people who find fault in everything, who find wrong in everything, who find the reason why things are not going more so than they want to focus on why something can work, how something can work. People who are rather research, I tell you, you got people out here that'll do every type of research they can to find out if somebody's cheating, but they won't find out that research to find out how to make their life better. That's crazy to me. You know what I'm saying? Because then what you going to do with the information once you get it? Where you going? You're going to go meet somebody else. They're going to do the same thing. Like, once people start, what are you thinking? Right? What are you thinking? You're never going to get to a place where you feel like you're going to, whatever it is, like, that's not going to be your life. Because you're going to constantly keep getting tested in that place if that's all you're about. If you all about insecurity and everything about, I don't know why I'm going here, but this is just the spirit. So if you a person that's about insecurity, everything you're thinking about is involving other people in this way and that way and all this other shit, and that's what you're thinking, and then you know you're going to get what you're thinking because you ain't healed and you ain't got over it yet. Because if somebody's really doing something like that, what they going to do? Like, what? Is your way of life changed? Like, are things not happening for you is why you upset or worried about what somebody else is doing? It's crazy. It's crazy because I know if I get information and things happen, I know I'm gonna make it work. I'm gonna make it shake. So it's no need for me to go looking for shit. I promise you, I'm not looking for nothing. I don't look for nothing. I don't look for people, places, or things when I got anybody in my life. I don't look for shit because I know what it is, you know. And I think that's the point, knowing what to stand on. So let me give y'all this last video because I want to get this to y'all before we get out of here because I want to make sure that we drive home the main purpose of this conversation tonight, and that is we got to find better ways to have emotional intelligence. We got to be able to get over our past some type of way, find healing. But we also got to stop falling for the okie doke. We're going to have to find a way to work more together than we do separate. I'm sorry, y'all. This ain't the life for us, no matter what. So let's share this real quick, y'all, because I want to get this through real quick, y'all. Real quick. Hold on. Here we go.
Family of the man found dead at a Waukesha County golf course is pushing police for answers. A warning, the details in this story may be difficult to hear. First responders found Tori Medley hanging from a tree at the Brookfield Hills Golf Course near I-94 and Moreland Road back on November 13th. As 12 News Hannah Hilliard explains, his family is now demanding transparency.
The family of 39-year-old Tori Medley not letting his death go unnoticed, speaking with 12 News just days ago.
I just wanted people to know that he had a name.
Yeah.
He was a really good person, a good man, and he had a family that loved him incredibly.
Now they've hired an attorney, William Sultan.
Regardless of what the ultimate conclusion is here, the family deserves to know what actually happened.
Standing alongside local NAACP representatives Friday in search of answers.
On Portland, between Pinehurst and Walgreens, callers thought they saw someone deceased.
It was a little more than 2 weeks ago, a driver on Moreland Road spotted Medley hanging from a tree at this Brookfield golf course. The scene not sitting right with his family.
That day, police believed the death to be a suicide.
What do you want to see from them?
Sure. The main thing we want is information. We'd like to know what the status of the investigation is and what investigative steps they have taken.
Brookfield police tell 12 News investigators have been reviewing surveillance footage. And right now, none of that video reviewed, quote, substantiates probable cause of a crime being committed.
Can we get a meeting with your chief investigator and the medical examiner's office so that we can learn exactly the nature and extent of the injuries? So that the family can maybe go out and get a second opinion about exactly what happened.
If it was suicide, we'll accept that. But if it was something else, we'll accept that too. We just need to know that all I's have been dotted, T's have been crossed, and it's been fully reviewed and investigated, which is only fair.
In Brookfield, Hannah Hilliard, WISN 12 News.
The police chief says they're providing, quote, regular and consistent updates to the Medley family. Sultan questioned that when we asked on Friday. 12 News has been covering this story for more than 2 weeks. You can watch more of our interview with the Medley family right now on the 12 News mobile app.
So, yeah, y'all. What I'm trying to figure out, too, is that in every case that they have been finding recently of men being hung, the police automatically call it a suicide. Now, I don't know about y'all, but any event of a suicide mean that you did it by yourself. In order for him to get up in the tree and hang himself and all that other stuff, it had to have been other things that he had to use to assist him. Like, how did he get up there to tie the rope around the tree? How did he do all of these different things in order to give himself up, you know, be up in the tree high enough that he could really hang and not necessarily just fall to the ground and all that? Like, how can he do that just on his own? And then what did he use to hang himself? Did he just swing from the tree? Did he start up? Like, all of these different things are things that would take place, because we know in most situations, whenever a person has shown to hung themselves, they stood on something, whether a chair or something, if they could actually kick from under their feet, that could give them that, you know, means of being able to really hang something up to hang themselves. But when you outdoors, where was the ladder? Like, where was any of the things that he would need to use to hang himself? As well as all the other recent hanging victims. Like, how are they doing this to themselves? Not that people can't hang themselves. I'm saying, how are these people doing this outside with these trees that are so high and they don't have, like, adjacent little branches that start low enough for you to just climb up? Like, you really got to be a really skilled tree climber or tree hugger or however that go in order for you to get up to even get to the branch strong enough to hang a tree on. For that dude looked like he was at least 6 foot and at least 200 pounds, yo, that he can hang from a tree that's going to sustain his weight and all that long enough. Like, he, man, listen, y'all, like, they want us to be stupid because there's no way that that's the vibe. And if so, why are black men using that imagery in order to take themselves out? What wouldn't you, as a person who is considered the descendant of a slaver or a lyncher, wouldn't you want that not to be the case for people to even remotely blame white people? If white people have so much black fatigue that they talking about, or this white fatigue that they talking about, then why do you never step up to try to stop the shit in the first place? Like, why don't they do that? Like, why don't they ever just, you know, get in their community and stop the dumb shit? That, or talk about the person, or really put it out there like, yo, we ain't supporting what's going on with fam and them like that. Like, we ain't with that dumb shit. Like, when black people do dumb shit, we tell y'all, listen, we ain't with that shit that he did. That's on him. Fam on his own on that. That ain't how we get down. We not with it. And we do that. Y'all don't do that. So that's why you get roped up in it. So why would y'all allow people to put out here to even use that imagery of lynching if you know that it ain't going to tie back to the hatred of whites versus black? Because lynching has nothing to do with slavery. You know, they didn't start lynching people until after they couldn't get free labor from them no more. Remember, they wasn't lynching the slaves. They was lynching people after that. And if they were lynching a slave as a form of punishment or whatever that was, but it wasn't what the Willie Lynch and all these other, this, that wasn't what that whole vibe and that movement was. They was lynching people after slavery when they couldn't use you no more. They was just killing you because they knew they could do something to you, right? So that's what I'm talking about. People who lived every day to terrorize somebody else. We talking about them. Why would you want to paint that image by hanging yourself from a tree? Or if that's the case, why would you, as a person, if that's your vibe, you're going to hang a black man from a tree? Whatever message you want us to get. You want us to get the message. You're not just doing that for the person that you hung. You're doing that for the world. And look at how nice his mom was. She wasn't angry. She wasn't up there yelling and screaming, tell me what happened to my baby and all that other shit. She like, yo, just tell me what really happened. We'll take whatever you saying. We know he wasn't suicidal. We know he ain't had that type of shit going on where he just would have took his own life. But if y'all telling us that's what we do, show us everything that you use to get to that conclusion, and we'll take that. We'll bury him. We'll keep moving. But if y'all can't tell us that, knowing that we finding out that he had blunt force trauma to the head, how you gonna hit himself in the head and hang yourself? That don't go together, y'all. And as much as y'all don't want to believe that, I don't know why. I don't know why y'all really are not looking at the picture from the bigger perspective, y'all. We are the food. We're the lunch. We're the brunch, y'all. As much as you want to be separated, as much as you worrying about who cheating and who doing this and all that other shit, as much as you worry about who's short, who tall, who don't have this, who don't got that, who are high value, who low value, long as y'all walking around here worried about that dumb shit, they continue to use us and play with us in our face and do things like this and just say whatever it is, and we just cake it and we keep moving and we don't make nothing about it. But then you could go down to Atlanta, an isolated situation in Atlanta where a Chinese person gets slapped for disrespect, and then a few Chinese people get together, they go out to the government, and now they got a Chinese hate bill. When we've been getting lynched, robbed, redlined, everything else throughout the course of history, and we can't even get a violation code for us for somebody doing some foul shit to us just because of our skin color. We can't get shit. We don't have nothing in place to protect us. Everything that's out here is against us, and we don't protect us. So now, while we out here running around talking about black women not being protected by black men, listen, we ain't protecting each other, because as from what I seen and from what the stats say, y'all outnumber black men. Black women outnumber men. I'm telling y'all, y'all never gonna find y'all own man. No matter what you're doing with yourself, I don't care how many gyms you go to, I don't care how many books you read, I don't care how much you walk around here feeling like you're in control of your life, there will never be enough men for all women to have their own man, period. And if you think you are, and if you think that you're the most well-deserved person that feel like you deserve your own man to yourself, then damn, y'all, then that means that you must be doing everything that you think that these other hoes ain't doing, or women ain't doing that you call hoes. You must be the biggest hoe in the house then. You gotta be. Because if it ain't that, then what are you concerned about? Like, I don't get it. Like, I really don't get it. We got way more on our plate that we need to be worried about and concentrating on than this corny shit. They are playing us, y'all. They are using us. They are disrespecting us. And we are continuously allowing it to happen. Why? Because we are against each other. It's so easy to use us because we don't use us. So we are tools out here. And I hope that somebody that's listening to this right now, don't take this out of context, but they're going to do it anyway. But I hope people that are listening to this spark a conversation between them and other people that they may be around and want to come up with solutions to problems instead of just focusing on the problem. We know that the problems are there. What are the answers to it? Now, can we have think tanks on that? Can we have meetings on that? Can we have networking events on that? What's the answer to the solution to the problems? How can we help ourselves? What can we do to change the narrative, right? What can we do? For those of y'all that feel like it's no hope, I ain't talking to y'all. Go ahead. I bet. We ain't talking to y'all, right? Because you go to work every day. You feel like it's hope that your job is going to be there every day. So I don't know why you don't got hope for nothing else every day. So listen, all right. But other than that, I'm out. I see that, you know, it's been a bunch of people jumping on. I guess y'all don't really want to talk tonight. It's all love. It's all fly. I just hope that y'all get the information. Y'all take the information and y'all bust a move with it. Y'all do something with this information, okay? And y'all strike a conversation up with each other and amongst each other and try to find out ways that we can work together. All right? Not find ways to keep us separate and apart. We need to find ways that we can work together. So if you guys got ideas, run them. If you don't, so be it. If you feel like life is over and it's all doom and gloom, all right, so be it. Later, I'm not talking to you. We got generations that's coming behind us. I know I do. I need to make sure that they straight, period. And that's my mission. I'm making sure that my great-great-great-grandchildren are going to be straight, because the parents before me and them before them did not do that to us. So it's like, once you know something, you can't unknow it. But to all of y'all out there, double salute to y'all for watching tonight. Everybody that left comments, double salute to y'all. Everybody else that watched the playbacks and y'all support, y'all like, y'all share, y'all comment. Thank y'all so much. All right. And next week, all right, I need y'all to come back next week. Next week is the last show of the season. And then I don't come back again till January. All right. And then in January, we got season 4. We running off. I got really amazing guests that's lined up for season 4. We got a whole bunch of different set. We got a new segment, did you know segment coming up. We got, you know, it's just so much we've been building on the platform in the background. You know what I'm saying? So I want to thank y'all all for the support that y'all giving me all year. I haven't missed a Tuesday all year. You understand what I'm saying? You know, and so I'm thankful for the platform. I'm thankful for the people that jump on and watch each and every week. And I'm also thankful for all the new people that's coming, because I see y'all, I feel y'all, I hear y'all. You know what I'm saying? Word. We ain't going to do nothing but grow from here. I'm telling y'all, I'm right here in my little man corner with this platform, but I promise y'all, the studio coming. Y'all going to see all of y'all that's watching it right now, where I'm at right now, whenever it go to that next level, and it's going to be real soon. And I want all of y'all to remember that I said this on these days while I'm sitting in this little man corner I got, that, yo, this platform is going to go there. I promise y'all, this is going to be the outlet that people are going to be able to change their lives and change other people's lives. I promise y'all. Sparking conversation, y'all. Promise y'all. I bet. So I'm out. Until next week, yo. It's my birthday week. To all my Sagittariuses, I want y'all to stand up, yo. 12-11, your boy in the building. Y'all know the vibes. We ain't nothing but all fire for the rest of the year. All right? So listen, double salute to y'all. Double salute to everybody that watched tonight. And remember, if you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will. So until next week, y'all. Last show of the season. I need y'all all to tune in. I'm going to say peace.